Hello and welcome. So would you put your awareness on a point out in front of you, and without changing anything, would you be aware of where you are observing from? And don't change it, just observe where your point of observation is. And do you have a grounding cord? If you have a grounding cord, is it activated? And how large is it? Are you aware of being inside of your octahedron? Or are you observing and walking around from outside of that octahedron and the rose that is out in front of you? And would you put your awareness on the vibration of being certain? And as you breathe in certainty, would you breathe yourself into the center of your head and follow three consecutive breathing loops where you're breathing out above your head and as you're breathing out down around below your feet. Breathing that breath in through that third chakra, allowing the breath to go above your head. Breathing back into that third chakra, allowing the breath to go below your feet in that infinity loop. And with your next breath, would you give the command from that place of certainty and command? Would you give the command and allow your grounding cord to be three times larger than any noise that's going on around you, any thoughts or feelings, any drama, any chaos? And allow yourself to be in that very quieter vibration of the center of your head. Grounded. And would you look at the grounding cord? Is it tattered and beat up? Is it flowing smoothly? And if it is needed to put a brand new grounding cord on that's in present time, simply unhook the one you have, allowing it to slide down into the center of our Earth Mother, where she is needing some reconstruction, some fodder, if you will, for transformation and transmutation. And right out in front of you, with your eyes open, would you create a beam of light in present moment? And take the top of that beam of light with your non-dominant hand and attach it to that first chakra, the first chakra that has been vibrating at fear and fight and flight. However, as you shift into a fifth dimensional being, it shifts over to joy. And drop the straight line with the coil down. Make sure it's turned on and slide that dial to full release. And with your command, would you command that grounding cord, the straight line that is siphoning out thoughts that are electric, that have that electric charge on them, and emotions that are magnetic. Just allow it to siphon off the thoughts and emotions that have been bombarding you, or just have had your awareness. Maybe they've not been bombarding you and you're doing really, really well. This is the time of year when there's a lot of energy around Christmas. There's a lot of energy around the Christed being, the Christed energy. And as you raise your vibration, you vibrate up into that Christed energy, especially when we're sitting on the grid, and you really are above the noise. And you may find yourself walking around and just being aware of where others choose to vibrate. So So allowing those thoughts and emotions to siphon down the grounding cord. And would you put your awareness on the inside of your octahedron and be aware of the 6 points. Be aware of the lines that connect the 6 points. And be aware of the faces that are crystal, those 8 crystalline faces. And on the next breath, would you breathe yourself into the center of the Earth Mother, into that beautiful, beautiful garden, and the lake that has the crystalline platform in the center of the lake. And would you allow your awareness to have you standing on that crystalline platform? And would you enjoy the beauty that surrounds you, the elementals, the crystals, the gnomes, the fairies, and whether you see them or feel them or can see light or taste them, simply say hello and hear the hello back, the gratitude that the human has come to visit. They knew you would come. They've simply been waiting for you. So would you be in appreciation as you say hello and thank them for waiting for you? And hear their gratitude as it comes back. Would you say hello to the animals that are walking around you? Acknowledging them and hearing their hello back. Again, deep gratitude. The human has come back. The human has come to say hello. The human has come to restore the respect, the harmony, the beauty. And would you breathe? And in this place of great beauty, would you say hello to the Earth Mother, to that divine feminine essence, that divine feminine that nurtures, that nourishes, that has great beauty, great kindness, graciousness. And would you allow yourself to merge with her in beauty and in graciousness? Allowing yourself to merge with that level of graciousness and absorb it. I am you. You are me. We are one. And would you ask the Earth Mother to demonstrate for you, how do you show self-love and self-care? May I absorb that knowledge and that vibration, that radiance. How do you demonstrate self-love, self-care? And simply allow yourself to absorb that vibration and that radiance. And would you give thanks to the Earth Mother as she steps back? And on your next breath, would you put your awareness back in the center of your head, aware of the column of light that surrounds you, that is 8 inches in diameter? And would you call into the bottom of that column of light that beautiful Earth Mother energy, that nurturing self-love, self-care? And as it comes into that column of light, it spins in a clockwise formation, fountaining out the top of your column of light. It fountains out in a 360-degree flow, multicolored, and is pulled back into the bottom of that column of light. And would you simply allow it to take off, picking up its speed, having no expectation, nowhere to go, simply allowing yourself to be. And as that energy continues to pick up in speed, would you put your awareness now on the Christed grid, and would you find your place on that grid? Simply breathe yourself into the place you go every night. And would you say hello to the others on the grid, all the beings of light? Say hello to the crystalline children, but all your playmates, if you will. And would you hear their hello back? And would you take a moment to look down at the planet Earth and just notice the changes that have happened on the planet since you were last up here looking down consciously? Notice the shifts in the vibration, the shifts in the consciousness, the shifts in the waters, the shifts in the land, but the shifts in the love that's on the planet. There are more of you holding the element of love. And as more of you hold that vibration of love, you allow others to say, I want what you have. How do I learn to love me like you love yourself? And would you say hello to the Father God, that masculine essence of nurturing, that masculine essence of beauty and kindness? And would you ask the masculine essence, how do you demonstrate self-love and self-care? I'm pretty good about loving others, giving it away. I would like to know, how do I do that for myself? And as he demonstrates this masculine version of self-love, self-care, self-nurturing, would you allow yourself to merge with that beautiful energy, absorbing that knowledge, absorbing that vibration? And breathe. And as you are connected to all the children on the grid and all the other beings of light on the grid, and connect it to the Father, would you create an intention to send love with no expectation? Simply love. I would like to send love, this pure, radiant, nurturing self-care, self-love, with an intention. Would you find the place where you would like to send that love on the planet Earth? It may be a specific household. It may be a specific city. It may be a specific country. It may be a body of water, a body of land. But from that place you hold on the Christed grid, connected to all that is, would you have an intention to send love? And now would you direct, with simply with your intention, would you direct that beam of love to your destination? Simply sending that beam of love and allow it to land. If you sent it to a body of water, watching how the ripples of that love hit the center of the lake or the dam or the ocean and rippling that love out and rippling it out and rippling it out so it touches all hearts in the vicinity of the nucleus. And if you sent it into a home, allowing that nucleus to vibrate out so that it touches every heart that enters that home, whether they're the mailman or the dog or the neighbor, it doesn't matter whether the message comes in through the mail and goes out through a gift. Allowing that vibration of love to start at the nucleus of that beam that hit that home, radiating out to all that enter this home, but radiating out to the land around the home, and if it's appropriate, to the homes around that home, to a block away, to 2 blocks away, 3 blocks away. And as that love hits, it builds in impact as it is moving out, rippling out, touching more hearts. And just observe the changes that happen simply because you, merged with love, are sending love. Watch how that love is received, embraced, and then passed on to another. And would you give thanks to the Father and thanks to all that are on the grid? And simply breathe yourself back into the center of your head. And now would you call that energy down into your column of light in that counterclockwise formation, allowing it to come in from the top, flowing out from the bottom, and flowing back up through the top. And on the next breath, would you breathe yourself into higher mind? Higher mind is an inch above and an inch back from the center of your head. Simply breathe yourself into higher mind. And would you be at 30% of the speed of light? And now will you breathe yourself into 60% of the speed of light? Capable. Certain. You have a garment called seniority. And with that seniority, you say, this is who I am. And you own your personal presence in higher mind at 90% of the speed of light. Allowing, expecting nothing, allowing everything, allowing the love that you sent out to return to you 100-fold. The more you love yourself, the more you mirror self-love to another, the more they can mirror love, self-love back to you. As you simply sit in higher mind at 90% of the speed of light. And would you be happier? A little bit more happy. If happy had a costume, if it had an outfit, how might you dress so that all would know simply by how you present yourself that you're standing in the vibration of, I am happy. I am capable in my happiness. And I am capable in my seniority. My happiness knows how to be commanding. My happiness knows how to be present and aware. This is who I am. And on the next breath, would you breathe yourself to behind the fourth chakra? So breathing yourself out from behind that higher mind around the staircase in front of the fifth chakra, that staircase around to the behind that fourth chakra to where you have either your golden door or your golden doors, double doors. And would you be the love that you are? That love that is merged with the mother and the father. That love that says, I love me. It's not about what your body looks like. It's about how you love yourself. In beauty, in kindness. And in the love that you are, would you see the writing that you wrote on these doors? In gratitude. And from the love that you are, would you give the command for those doors to open? As that beautiful pink light flows around you, through you, in you, above you, below you, surrounding you, would you allow yourself to stand into, step into that hall of crystals in the beauty of who you are, the grandeur of your light illuminating you? And with reverence and gratitude, would you step into the sanctuary of the pink diamond? And as you stand in front of that pink diamond and see the altar, and on the altar is the threefold flame, the first ray, the will of all that is. The second ray, the red ray that steps energy up and steps it down. And the third ray, that beautiful ray that is the love of all that is, that beautiful blue of all that is. Would you see the icosahedron that has your soul anchored into one of the faces of the icosahedron? And would you, if it is your intention, would you ask the soul to again step in and merge with you? And as the soul comes in, would you know what the soul knows? And would you allow that brilliant white first ray, thy will be done through me, allow that energy to also merge with you as the soul merges with you, so that as you gain the knowledge of what the soul knows, together, as the soul begins to run your choices, those choices are merged with the Creator's will for the soul, so that you may better fulfill your contract with the Creator, your purpose here, in this time, on this planet. Allowing all that the soul knows to merge with you in this physical embodiment. 90% of the speed of light, standing in your sacred heart. And together, as you are merged with the soul, as you are merged with that first ray, what is one thing you would like to manifest, that you would like to bring into your conscious physicality? What is one intention you have? Keep it simple right now. And would you create a beam of light right out in front of you and allow that beam of light to hold your intention? I intend to create, I intend to experience. It may simply be, I intend to create health and well-being in my physical body. And now would you give the command to that first ray, the will of all that is, to merge with the will of that's in this intention, allowing the soul, we're doing this from the soul's perspective so that the soul can grow, and merging that first ray of light, that first ray of all that is with your intention. And would you also call in the blue ray, the love of all that is, to merge with your intention? And now would you bring in that second ray, that red ray that turns it up, turns it down, steps it up, steps it down. And would you give the command to that red ray to step this intention down to a level that you can have this intention in your physical environment, your physical well-being, your physical body, your physicalness. Just give the command to that red ray to step this down so that you can have it as you're walking around in higher mind at 90% of the speed of light. And would you give thanks to the soul and allow as much of the soul that can remain, allow it to remain. You're holding more now than the very first time you invited the soul in. And simply allow the soul to unmerge with you and go back into that icosahedron. Would you look around the sanctuary of the pink diamond? Leaving this intention in your sacred heart. Would you allow yourself to step out of the sanctuary, the pink diamond, into the hall of crystals? Stepping through the golden doors, allowing those doors to close. Again, look at the writing. Your writing on those doors in gratitude, in beauty, in wonder, in reverence for you. This is a big deal. You're the only one that can open that door. With your next breath, would you breathe yourself back into higher mind? And as you sit in higher mind, would you simultaneously have your awareness on that intention that is sitting in your sacred heart? Remember, we created that infinity loop between the sacred heart and the higher mind. Those two still points are connected, and you are in both places at the same time. That is a fifth dimension ability, simultaneous time. And would you be aware of being aware? Would you be aware of the room around you? Knowing that in a minute you will simply allow the eyelids to open. And if I've already left you at 90% of the speed of light before, would you breathe your eyes open here? For those of you who have not had that experience at the time of this recording, would you give the command for your field to slow down to 60% of the speed of light? And then give the command for it to slow down to 30% of the speed of light. And simply breathe your eyes open. Be aware of the room around you. Wiggle your toes, your nose, your ears. And see if you can stay in this vibration for the next 30 minutes. In higher mind, at the vibration that you allowed your eyelids to open. Blessings.